Good evening. If you will be opening in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Tonight we are going to be looking at the two sons of Eli and lessons that we can learn from mistakes that they made. We'll start reading in verse number 12. Now the sons of Eli were corrupt. They did not know the Lord. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered a sacrifice, the priest's servant would come with a three-pronged flesh hook in his hand while the meat was boiling. Then he would thrust it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, and the priest would take for himself all that the flesh hook brought up. So they did in Shiloh to all the Israelites who came there. Also before they burned the fat, the priest's servant would come and say to the man who sacrificed, "Give meat for roasting to the priest, for he will not take boiled meat from you, but raw." And if the man said to him, "They should really burn the fat first, then you may take as much as your heart desires," he would then answer him, "No, but you must give it now, and if not, I will take it by force." Therefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for the men abhorred the offering of the Lord. So the custom when you were to offer animal sacrifices was that after the meat was cooked before the sacrifice, the priest would stick basically a big fork into the meat, and he would pull it out, and that's the meat that he would get to keep for himself. What Hophni and Phinehas were doing was when the meat was still raw. They would stick the fork in and pull it out, and they would get more meat because it was less tender because it hadn't been cooked. And so the lesson that we can learn from this is that God expects all his commandments to be obeyed. As we see in verse 17, he says that the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord. When they stuck the fork in the meat might seem insignificant, but it was still a commandment of God, and he expected it to be obeyed. The same goes for us today. We might think that some of God's commandments aren't important or insignificant, but they're still his commandments, and he expects them to be obeyed. In verse number 34, God punishes Hophni and Phinehas with death. "Now this shall be a sign to you that you will come upon your two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas, and one day they shall die, both of them." This was because of their disobedience, and in the same way, God will punish us with death if we disobey him. As it says in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15, where it says we will be thrown into the lake of fire. The second lesson that we can learn is that not everybody who says that they love God really does. Do you think if you asked Hophni and Phinehas, "Do you love God?" what would they say? They would probably say yes. But as we just saw, they disobey God, and so their actions said no. There are people like this today who say they love God, but they really don't based on their actions. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, "Then not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." So Jesus says that there will be some who profess to follow Christ who do not enter heaven, but the only ones who will get to enter heaven is those who keep his commandments. He also says in John chapter 14 and verse 15 that if you keep his commandments, if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. So maybe tonight you haven't been keeping God's commandments. If you're not a Christian, you can start by keeping his commandments with regards to salvation. First, you have to hear Romans 10:17, "For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Mark 16:15 and 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." And then you have to repent of your sins, Luke 13:3, For unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Then you have to confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Matthew 10:32, where it says that if we confess Jesus before men, Jesus will confess us before his Father. And then finally, you have to be baptized for the remission of your sins, as it says in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins." Or maybe you have done all those things, and you have not been keeping God's commandments. You can have forgiveness if you come forward. If you have a need, come forward while we stand and sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.